I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Beth Streit of Oak Park, Illinois. Thank you so much for your support, Beth. It means the world to us. We have plenty of music to play on the regular show, but this bonus podcast allows us to plug a quarter into the Desert Island Jukebox and add another classic. Jim, what are you going to play for us this week? Give us a little hint.
Greg, many bands have laid claim to be the first for whom the words heavy metal were invoked. But I think one of the best cases is for the group I'm going to highlight.
Okay. Can't wait to hear that. That is coming up on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Well, I promised you a band for whom heavy metal was first invoked, Greg. May 1971, writing for Cream magazine, Metal, Mike Saunders, later of the Angry Samoans, a punk rock band, wrote of this band that they seemed to have down pat most all the best heavy metal tricks in the book. Now, who first used the word punk? Who first used the word heavy metal? There's lots of debate about all that. I'll tell you what, though. Sir Lord Baltimore was a serious metal band. I would say one of the progenitors of stoner rock, even closer, right? Formed in Brooklyn, which is fascinating enough, right? Because nothing else from Brooklyn's ever sounded like this. Setting a mold for what would come to be popularly called heavy metal on their 71 debut, Kingdom Come. I think, in retrospect, it's closer to stoner rock, but the other real claim to fame in history is they were led by a singing drummer, which is super rare, right, to begin with, but especially in the metal genre, because you got to be hitting hard all while delivering the goods. You know, so Tony in my punk band had come across some Sir Lord Baltimore, went down the YouTube rabbit hole, was having a lot of, how come you've never talked about him? Well, you know, you know, give us another 15 years on the air and we'll eventually have gotten to everything. I doubt it. We'll never be done. Andrew Gill, our producer who did a fantastic podcast this year on Christian rock, would be interested too, because Sir Lord Baltimore has its heyday in 71, 72, right? They disappear for a good long time. And then out of nowhere, they come back in 2006 as a Christian-focused band, right? And it ends the reunion when John Garner, that singing drummer, lead vocalist, founder of the band, dies in 2015 of liver failure. What is this song I'm going to play about? Title track to Kingdom Come, the second album in 71 was just self-titled Sir Lord Baltimore, and then nothing until 2006. I have no idea what they're singing about. In like old school heavy metal tradition, I have no idea. I hear sirens calling me. I fall prey onto the wind. Sail on, Crimson Majesty. Turn, turn, wheel of fortune, spin. I think it has something to do with pirates or something. I have no idea. But it is crunchy and grungy and dirty and stonery. You gotta love Kingdom Come by Sir Lord Baltimore.
Come, my kingdom come, and then I the brain. Eyes want only for to sleep.
I bet you have those two Sir Lord Baltimore albums and treasure them.
Great. Oh, yeah. I mean, they are definitely foundational.
Yeah.
And certainly in stoner rock, I think it's a good distinction to make, because heavy metal, you could say Black Sabbath and a couple of others might have gotten that.
Right, you know, Sabbath,
Blue Cheer even,
Deep
you know?
Purple, Blue Cheer are the cornerstone bands of, but you know, here we are at show 954, and how is it we've never, like, talked about Sir Lord Baltimore?
Well, you know, lots of time left. We can keep going down that rabbit hole. There's so many bands in that area.
Yes, we never run out.
That we could be talking about. That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org, and thank you for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.